وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. You be kind to your parents. Deal with them in the most kindest manner. That Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, after worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we need to be kind and best in our behavior, in our treatment, in respect, in honor, in dignity, in reverence with our parents. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he is doomed. Thrice he said, the one whose parents, one or both of them, are in the old age and he does not attain paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah wa bil walidaini ihsana. When we actually look the rights of parents in the light of seerah, in the light of Quran, in the house of Islam, subhanallah, it is absolutely significant. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in the Quran that it is decreed upon you that you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you be kind to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain the old age, do not say uff to them. Rather, speak to them, deal with them in the most kindest manner. We know that after Allah Rabbul Izzah's worship in this ayah, and if we actually study the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the status of parents in such a high level that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, after worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to be kind and best in our behavior, in our treatment, in respect, in honor, in dignity, in reverence with our parents. Subhanallah. That there are so many ayat, so many ahadith when it comes to the rights of parents. Subhanallah, in huququl ibad, in the rights of the creation. In fact, the first party who deserves the rights from us are our parents. Before anybody else, before any one in the creation, in the entire creation, our parents, they deserve the first right upon us. Therefore, it is must for us to actually know the level of obedience, the level of treatment, the kind of behavior, the way of expression, the behavior, the treatment that we should have and we should carry with our parents must be extremely high. When it comes to the rights, or when it comes to the rights of parents, subhanallah, we need to ensure that we have an obligation on fulfilling the rights of our parents first after Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a very powerful hadith. He said, he is doomed. Thrice he said, and upon asking who is doomed, he said, the one whose parents, one or both of them, are in the old age and he does not attain paradise. Allahu Akbar. Can you believe it? The importance of the parents and the fulfilling the rights of the parents is of such high importance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he is doomed, meaning he is lost. Subhanallah. Why? Because the greatest success is attaining Jannah, and the greatest failure is being prevented from Jannah. So the one who fulfilled the rights of the parents is actually making a way to get into Jannah. He is making sure that these are the powerful means to achieve Jannah. Yes, indeed, our parents are one of the powerful means for us to achieve Jannah.